Staying with Jim Pemberton, we now hear a demonstration of the Brailleno, available through Beyond Sight.
I've got a talking cell phone, and I also have what's called a Brailleno. And the Brailleno is a device that allows me to run my cell phone with a Braille display, Braille note taker, so I can be taking notes. I can actually do an email on my Braille note taker and send it through the cellular phone.
Wow!
So I've got this device in my hand, and this other gentleman is holding the cell phone. So I'm going to push a button.
Okay.
Gallery 1230. Calendar 1230.
And I'm running this without any wires being attached. It's Bluetooth technology.
I'll be damned.
So I can go into my contacts, I can pick a name, I can send an email, I can actually write a fax on this, I can just type away, just like you would on a Perkins Brailler, only it's a little device that's very, very small.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about the dimensions of it.
To you, so you can tell them the size of it.
Okay, here's my hand right there.
Right there.
Okay.
That's the device I was running it with.
Okay.
Okay, and this thing is very small. It's a note taker that has note taking capability. You can actually run it with a Braille display also. You can use it as a wireless Braille display to even run your computer.
Your
computer in another room if you want.
Yeah, that is not much bigger than maybe like a little tabletop radio. It's really not that large at all. It's very compact. It's very impressive. Now, how long is this product been in the developing stages?
The Brailleno came out about 2 years ago. The Bluetooth technology has come out this year for it.
Okay.
And so the Bluetooth has made it much, much more powerful because you can work with any Bluetooth device out there. It pairs with it, and you can really now have a note taker that has a lot of power of Bluetooth technology. So it makes it very, very convenient. There's a lot of things coming out with Bluetooth that blind people will be able to access now.
Now let's back up a step. For those who are not familiar with Bluetooth, what actually is that, and what is it about Bluetooth that has allowed this technology to come forward?
Bluetooth technology is similar to infrared technology. Infrared technology has to be in line of sight of the product.
Okay.
I can actually put my cell phone in my pocket and run it. Bluetooth technology does not have to be in line of sight. It usually works up to 10 meters, which is about 30 feet. If you get a special Bluetooth adapter for it, then you can go up to like 30 meters, which is 90 feet.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really neat device that allows you to really be comfortable in your environment. You could be sitting in a lounger running your computer, you know, that's on the desk, which is very cool.
You know, and that really is convenient because if there's a particular application that you need to attend to, you are, you know, for whatever reason, have to be kind of distant from, you know, the computer itself, this really can take care of a lot of interesting applications, it sounds like. And it sounds like from what you're describing of Bluetooth that this may also lead to the development of other technologies or other interesting applications that we don't currently have.
That is correct. And the other cool thing in an office environment, anybody who has a note taker like a Braille light or any of these other type of devices, you always have to unhook your cable if you're using it as a Braille display or if you're transferring notes.
Uh-huh.
This you can just, you know, sit down and transfer the files. You never have to hook up a cable. So for a work environment, it's very convenient to use as your Braille display. And then when you got to go into a meeting, you don't have to hook up any cables. You just pick it up and go.
That's fantastic.
That's really convenient.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people can really be helped with that kind of a thing, especially, you know, I look at it, for example, maybe in a school situation, if a student's dealing with a backpack and a lot of things, that's one less thing for the student to have to haul around.
You got it.
You know, that's fantastic. Now, if people are, well, let me ask you this too. What is coming down the pike? I mean, we have this. What other kind of products involving this type of technology are in the offing?
Right. Well, this is a Handytech product which comes from Germany. We're the U.S. distributor for them.
Uh-huh.
And so we also have the Braille Wave, which is a 40-cell Braille note taker / Braille display.
Okay.
A Braille Star, which is an 80-cell Braille display note taker, all in one. But the cool thing about it is lots and lots of things are Bluetooth. So all these devices are Bluetooth. And so, for example, most people don't realize that ATM machines are actually upgraded through Bluetooth. So you never see a person go up and installing software into these things.
Uh-huh.
They actually drive up to their car, sit there with their laptop computer, and transfer the files that way. Eventually, we should have access to those through a Bluetooth device, even an Arby's. You go to those touch screens where you push, you put your finger on the sandwich you want or the
right.
Coke you want.
Mm-hmm.
Those are not accessible for us.
No.
Those are upgraded through Bluetooth. So all you'd have to do is write a very, very small program that would allow us to access the memory. You could sit at the table and order your food.
You know, and this could be very interesting even as far as, in some cases, broadcast applications. I know that a lot of broadcast facilities are actually utilizing touch screens rather than actual push buttons or keystrokes to activate certain applications. And it sounds as if that this type of technology could modify that in such a way that those applications would then become accessible for blind users.
You got it.
Now, if people are interested in more information on Beyond Sight, how can they get it?
Well, you can visit our website at www.beyondsight.com, or you can give us a call at the store at 303-795-6455, and we'd be more than happy to help you with any technology needs you have. We actually have the largest selection of low vision and blind products of any retail store in the United States. We have over 1,000 different products for low vision and blind.
Do you have a catalog?
We do. We have them on audio CD, and it's also online.
Great. Well, Jim Meisner, it sounds like you're a busy guy. I'm glad you stopped by to check so we can check this thing out. This is great.
Yes.
It's a good little piece of technology.
Cool device.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.